So if the person puts on the tefillin without any kavonah, be yotzei mitzvah of tefillin, so all he's doing is wearing a leather box with straps. So in terms of levisha, in terms of being a tachshit, it's considered a tachshit. It's irrelevant whether one is yotzei mitzvah or not. So therefore he's permitted to wear two pairs of tefillin, because the concept, the halacha of Baal Tosef, is only within the context that if you're doing the mitzvah. But since over here he has no interest in doing the mitzvah, mitzvah shrikas kavona, therefore he's permitted to wear two pairs of tefillin. But according to Mandiyah, mitzvah saying shrikas kavona, that even without kavona, the fact is it has the status of a chepzer shol mitzvah. Therefore, even if one has no kavona to be yotzei the mitzvah, the halacha is he cannot wear more than one pair, because even without the kavon, it has the value of a mitzvah. So if he wears two, he'll be in violation of Baal Tosef. This is the Gemara in Erevin. Whether you're permitted to wear one pair of tefillin, only one, or you're even permitted to wear two to hasten that there should be less bizoyan to wear two pairs of tefillin from Shasa Rabin to Shasa Yochid. That's the Gemara in...
Is there a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos, or is it a mitzvah?
We'll discuss it. I'm just mentioning that. I'm not interested to talk about tefillin right now. Just want to get to over here. We'll get to it in a moment. No, you're not even permitted to wear tefillin. Os achas shneosis. Again, but since derech bizoyin, you're not supposed. Okay, it's a question. If evidently it's clear from the Gemara, it's not Baal Tosef. Of course, you're permitted to wear one. The whole machlokes over there is only two pairs of tefillin. So one pair of tefillin, you see, it's not a problem of Baal Tosef. It's only a problem wearing two pairs of tefillin. So over here, the Gemara speaks about a case where Shochle Lavud Ishmael Kofo V'Ochel Matzah. A person was force-fed to eat matzah on Pesach. On Pesach, the Seder night, person was forced to eat matzah. So the halacha is they sent to Avud Ishmael to Shmuel's father, Kofo V'Ochel Matzah Yotzah. One is Yotzah. One is Yotzah, the mitzah Achilas Matzah. So the Gemara asks, Kofo Man. Who actually compelled him, forced him to eat the matzah? Ilei mekofu shed, he was like overwhelmed by some kind of force. Or tanya, itim cholim, itim shaita. If a person is stable or unstable, shed would be considered he's in an unstable state. He has the status of a shaita. Kshu cholim hariko pikeach. When he's stable, he's considered a pikeach. L'chol dvorov, kshu shaita, ru shaita l'chol dvorov. So if that's the case, he can't be yetzer. Because one eats matzah in an unstable state, he's considered an incompetent person. He's not yetzir the mitzvah. So what's the case of kofo? Omra vashi shekofu parsoyim. That he was forced by goyim. Goyim, they forced him to eat the matzah on Pesach. So the halach is, they sent Avud Ishmael, then one is yetzir the mitzvah. Although the person, when he was forced to eat the matzah, he did not have kavona to be yetzir the mitzvah v'chilas matzah. Nevertheless, the halacha is yotzah. He's yotzah the mitzvah of be'erev tochel matzah, eating the matzah on tezvov. Omar Rova, so Rova says, zosomeris, hatoikei l'shir yotzah. So simply means if a person just blows a shofar purely for musical value, not l'shei mitzvah, seemingly, you'll be yotzah, even though when he's blowing his kavono is not l'shei mitzvah. But factually, the notes of the shofar are identical to how to be yotzei the mitzvah. He's meeting all the criteria of what shofar is. He'll be yotzei. So Rashi says, pshita, haynu hach. What's the chiddush? It's poshut. I mean, if we've already established from kofel lechel matzah, where he's compelled, he's forced to eat matzah, although we have no kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, since he's just going through the motions of the mitzvah, that's sufficient to be yotzei the mitzvah. So what's the chiddush that tokel ushir? That if he blew the shofar purely for its musical value, that he's yotzei, as long as he went through, he did the action, and the action meets all the criteria of the mitzvah, that's sufficient. So what's the chiddush haynu hach? Mor says, no, mal d'seimo, hosam echol matzah merachmono. The Torah says, eat matzah, achol matzah, you have a berev tochol matzahs, vo'ochal, and he ate matzah, although he had no kavona. But since he did the maisa achilas matzah, that's sufficient. So there's an important Rashi here. V'nene b'achilo, he says, v'nene b'achilo, so when he ate the matzah factually, when it goes down, his beis abliyah is gullet. This hanos beis abliyah, right? That's fact. Hilkoch lav misasiku. We have a principle that sometimes a person does an action, and the action itself, because it's done, not with any intent whatsoever. He doesn't even realize he's doing the action. It's called Misasek. There's not even a liability. There's no chavos. But yet, the alochi is a person eats chalev or he's engages with arayos. Since there's physical hanoah, this pleasure, that gives it a special value. So Rashi says, v'nenem achiloso hilkoch lav misaseku. Therefore, it's not considered just an action in passing, an arbitrary action. That if a person is misasik, he doesn't, he intends to take one thing, take something else. It's not he thought chelev was permitted. He thought it was something else and he eats it. The halach is, although by regarding Hilchos Shabbos, this halach of misasik is potter from machatos, you exempt from machatos. But regarding chelev arayos, since it's nene, since factually you actually have pleasure from it, you're in touch and you're experiencing whatever the iser is, that's considered sufficient. That has a halacha of das, as if you did it with intent, although it's pshogeg, and therefore there's chiv chatos. So over here, since in fact he's eating the matzah, although he was forced to eat the matzah, although the kavona was unrelated to the action itself, but since he was nene from the achil of matzah, that would be sufficient to meet the grade, to meet the criteria that's considered chefzer shal mitzvah, although it's lagin kavona. But toka lishir, where it's not halacha similar to chelev arayus, as a result of that, maybe you wouldn't be yotzei. Therefore, Rav is saying, is drawing from the halacha of achilas matzah, zeisa meres, he understands not because it's not because shekein nene. It's because he's of the opinion that mitzvah sein shechis kavona, that if you do a mitzvah, although you did not intend to be yotzei the mitzvah, but the fact is, doing the mitzvah itself and meeting the criteria of the mitzvah, that's sufficient to give it the value of a mitzvah. That's the position mitzvah sein shechis kavona. V'ochal, avol, tocho, zichon shuaksiv, v'ay misasi v'amu kamash malon, that we say, nevertheless, Rav is saying they are the equivalent of one another. So the Gemara says, al moksov Rav, mitzvah sein shechis kavona. So we see Rav holds mitzvah sein shechis kavona. That's Rav's position. And that's the maskonis. Gemara according to Rav, it's the shalom girsa Rabo position, mitzvah sein shechis kavona. It's interesting. There's a brisker Rav where he speaks to Gemara at the beginning of Zvochim, has a shalom by Kochim, when you bring a korban, you have to bring the korban lishma. Let's say it's a chatos, it's an ola, it's an osham, it's a shlom, whatever the chatos, whatever the korban may be, the kohen, when he brings it for whatever it may be. What's the halacha if the kohen does not have intent specifically for the chatos, or for the ola, for the shlomim, or for the osham, or the mincha, any of the korbanos? The halacha is, the Gemara says, stom lishma. That even if he brings it with a neutral kavona, without any specific kavona, the halacha is it's kosher, it's valid. What about bringing for a specific person? Person that brings a chatos has to be brought l'shem bailim for the one who's bringing the korban. He doesn't have in mind the bailim, but he brings it. The halacha also, we say, stomel l'shma. That although it was not brought specifically having in mind for the sake of that particular person, the halacha is it's a valid korban. So when we speak about Shem Kodesh, the status, the classification of the korban itself, the specific korban, or bailim, or the owner of the korban, even if the kohen did not have specifically in mind for the sake of either, and many other halachas, the halacha is stoma lishma, Mor says l'shem ishim, for the sake of the fire, l'shem nichoach, should be reich nichoach Hashem. Many kavonas, even if he does not have those specific things in mind, it's valid. It's a valid korban. Why? Because stoma lishma. And the Gemara brings proofs from various sources that we say stoma lishma. But the Gemara has a shayla. The maskon is, the conclusion is stoma lishma. We'll see from the Rishonim, there's a machlokis. There's a machlokis tanoim, amoroim. Seemingly, it's a machlokis tanoim. Whether mitzvah shuchas kavon, mitzvah shuchas kavon. Whether one has to have to infuse the action with an intent to give it value, or does one not have to infuse it with intent? That's the machloikis, mitzvah shrichas kavona, mitzvah shrichas kavona. If you don't infuse it with the intent, does it have the value of a mitzvah? Or do we say no? Then unless it's infused with the kavona, it doesn't have the value of mitzvah. It's machloikis amoroi. But in regard to kochim, there's no machloikis. Less man the pulak, nobody argues with the Gemara that we say, stoma lishmo. By kochim, we say stoma lishmo. But before the Gemara brings the proof that stoma lishmo by kochim, the Gemara would have dealt with kochim similarly or identically to mitzvahs. That unless the korban is infused with the intent of whatever it's supposed to be, it doesn't have the value. It's chaser. It's deficient in that, and since it's deficient, it's not a valid aveda, whether it's the shechita, whether it's the zrika, whatever it may be. But the conclusion is, stom lishma, it's evidently clearly there's a difference between kochim and doing mitzvahs. By mitzvahs we say, we have the shayla. Kofo lechol matzah. Toka lishir. Are you, is one yaitzah, is one not yaitzah? Rava says one year is yaitzah. Mitzvah says yaitzah skavona. According to the Gemara is going to show later the Rishonim, according to Reb Zera, one is not yetzer, because mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. As the Gemara shows in Erevin, regarding how many pairs of tefillin you permitted to wear in, one pair of tefillin, because mitzvah is ain't tzrichas kavana. So even though you don't intend to do the mitzvah, innately it has the value of a mitzvah. So wearing two pairs of tefillin, one would be in violation of Al-Tesif, Mashenke, if your mitzvah is tzrichas kavana. So if you don't infuse it with the kavana, do it l'shem mitzvah. If that's the case, it has no value. Therefore, you could even wear two pairs of tefillin. It has no relevance to the mitzvah. So the kshayla is why? What's by kochim?
Is the, we assuming that mitzvah kavana is the same as l'shma. Is there a way to mechalak between the two of them?
Well, evidently, there is a difference. Nobody argues kochim. Kochim, we say stom l'shma. Yet there's machloks amoroim or machloks tanoim in regard to mitzvahs. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So evidently there is a difference. The Shaila is, what's the difference? So the Briska Rav says in his the Rizal on Rambam, just when he goes to explain this difficult Rambam, which the Nisei Kelim speak about, that when a person's Magdish a Korban, person takes the animal which qualifies to be a Chatos, or the animal which qualifies to be the Eilo, and you Magdish L'Shem Eilo L'Shem Chatos, whatever it is, That is a chatos, that's innate in what it is. It's a chetz of chatos. It's a chetz of kochi kadoshi, which is the more advanced level of kedusha. It's a chetz of kochi kadoshi, it's an object of chatos. It's innate in the kedusha. Whether you're aware of it, whether you're not aware of it, it is that. Eilo, it's a chetz of olah. Shlomim, it's a chetz of shlomim. That is the nature of the kedusha. Whether it's kochim kadoshim, kochim kalim. If Reuven, it's Reuven's animal. Innately, who's the bailim? Reuven's the bailim. It's irrelevant whether Kohen knows, whether it's Reuven or Shimon's. It's irrelevant. But factually speaking, the bailim regarding kapora is Reuven or Shimon. Regarding its kedusha, whether it's kochim kochim or kochim kalim, that's a reality. Whether it's chatos oilo or osham, that's its reality. Whether the Kohen's aware of it or not. So when the Kohen brings the Chatos, although he doesn't consciously think L'shem Chatos, factually, the object, the Chetz of Kedusha, is a Chetz of Kedusha of what? Of Chatos. So therefore, although it's not infused, he doesn't think this is Chatos, it's irrelevant. Because factually, it is a Chatos. Or factually, it is a Noila, factually, it's an Osham. He doesn't think L'shem Bailim. Therefore, what? Doesn't make a difference if he doesn't think L'shem Bailim. Because Bailim is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, whoever carbon there may be. But Tefillin, in terms of the Machloikis, Mitzvah, Shichas, Kavona, that's the Shailas, does it have the value of a mitzvah? So there, there's a Machloikis, whether it's a Machlos Amaroim, a Machlos Tanoim, whether it has to be infused with a Kavona, in terms of the mitzvah value vis-a-vis the one who's performing the mitzvah. Rav is of the opinion that as long as you do the chetzah shel mitzvah, tefillin is an object of tefillin, although he didn't intend specifically he's doing the shem mitzvah. He's just wrapping the tefillin on his arm. It's enough. According to the Machne Yoma, mitzvah shichas kavan, it's not enough. That unless you have kavana specifically in mind that you're doing l'shem that, it's not enough.
That would help with tefillin, which has inherited itself.
No, but it's different. Again, Chatos, the Avoide is Chatos. It's Avoide is Chatos. Here it's the Biyotze, the Mitzvah. The shaila is, was the korban chatas brought? It was brought. But for a person to receive schar, that he performed the mitzvah, there it's halacha, you have to have intent to be able to fulfill a mitzvah. The object, nobody's arguing. We'll see. It's not. The two things, I'm going to explain them. We'll get there. You'll hear in a minute. Because there's a kasha, there's a very serious kasha. We can get into this. There's machlok sushan, which we'll see in a moment. There's a Rabbeinu Yoin in Brochus, and there's a Ran here, and there's a Taisus in Sukkah. According to the opinion, mitzvahs ain't sriches kavona. Ain't sriches kavona. That a mitzvah has value even if you don't infuse it with intent. What happens if you have a contrary kavona? You have specifically in mind, it should not be. So Taisus Sheet is in a number of places. It's brought b'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel, and Rabbeinu Yoina brings Taisus that if even the Mandi Yomer holds mitzvahs ain't sriches kavona, if you have a contrary kavona, the halacha is the mitzvah, you're not yotzei. You're not yotzei. And the way the Shaar Gesari understands this to mean that the machlokas is that the machlokas between mitzvichas kavan and ain'tzvichas kavan is only when you have a neutral intent. You're neutral. But if you have specifically, you want to negate its value, even the man diomar mitzvichas kavan would be the equivalent, it's the same opinion. There's no difference between mitzvichas kavan and mitzvichas kavan. That was the Shaar Gesari, the Turevan's understanding of Shitas Rabbeinu Shmuel and Shitas Taisus. And because of that, he asks a question, and because of this question, he says, Taisus, Mr. Gemara, Taisus made a mistake because of that, his understanding of Shitas Rabbeinu Shmuel. What is it? The Gemara we just cited from Erevin. The Gemara says, there's a shaila, how many pairs of tefillin are you permitted to put on to wear from Rishus HaYirabim to Rishus HaYochid? One pair, two pairs. Tana Kama says one pair, Rabbi Gamliel says two pair. The Gemara says, what's the machloikis? The machloikis is mitzvah shrichas kavona, mitzvah saint shrichas kavona. If you own mitzvah shrichas kavona, you can only put on one pair. You could even wear two pair. Because unless you infuse it with the kavona, it has no value. So therefore, it has no relevance to Baltasif. But according to the opinion that mitzvah saint shrichas kavona, you can't put on the two because you'll be in violation of Baltasif. So the Shaar Gesari asks, but if you're telling me that with a contrary kavona, you negate its value, so even if you're of the opinion that it's ain't shichas kavona, let him have a contrary kavona, and by having a contrary kavona, he's negating its value, he should be able to put on two pairs. But yet the Gemara says, this is the machlokes, whether it's one or even two. And so he says clearly, you see from the Gemara, that even with a contrary kavona, the halach is, we still say mitzvah shichas kavona, that it has value as a mitzvah. That's the Turi Evans question. Okay? So the question is, you understand? So Tur Evan says, somehow Taisus missed the Gemara, which is difficult to understand. I mean, how could Taisus miss the Gemara? It's Gemara. I mean, the Gemara says explicitly, this is the machlokes, mitzvah shrichas kavona, mitzvah sin, ain't shrichas kavona. So how do we reconcile it? So there's a famous word from Shlomo Hyman, which we're going to discuss in a moment, where Shlomo says, there's a Taisus in Sukkah, Taisus says that all birchas hamitzvahs have to be over lasiyosan. So Taisus asks it in a number of locations. So what do you do? By lulav, we take the dalet meaning, we hold the dalet meaning, and we say the brocha. But if you hold mitzvahs ain't shichas kavona, the moment you take the dalet meaning, you yotze immediately. So if that's the case, it's post facto. So if that's the case, how you yotze? The mitzvah is following the kima mitzvah. Right? So Taisus says in Psochim, Taisus says that since the Nanuim, Enochanam, it's in Shikas Kavana Yotze. Yotze. But why is it over the Seyosun? Because since Mitrabona, this mitzvah, Lenanea, the Nanuim is a mitzvah, so it's still preceding the Kima mitzvah. The mitzvah hasn't been fulfilled completely. That's Taisus Psochim. But Taisus, other places, it has to be Deruch Diloson. So you therefore we take it upside down. We say the bracha, not the dilosan, because you're not yetze unless you take it as it grows. Then afterwards we invert it in the right way, and memelo, therefore you yetze. Therefore that's how you yetze. Therefore that's how we meet this issue of what? Over lasiyosan. However, Tosin Psochi, Tosin Sukkah says differently. Tosin says in Sukkah, over lasiyosan, tabze tzorch lever halulav kredim shit leno. So Tosin says, if you need over lasiyosan, Tosin shit is mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavona, so you just have to say the bracha even before you pick up the lulav. The lulav, when it's still on the table, you should say the bracha
Aval tilos lulav di lachshe notul medagbi nofak bay. The moment you take it, yitzay. Kedamidim so pirkin milo mstab klal. The Tosfos says it's not possible to say. You should say the bracha where the person is so removed from the kima mitzvah. This is what we call over the over, like the Halo Mishnah Berurah brings, that a person, when you put on the tefillin shoroish, it should already be on your head, but it's not put in place. The other person shouldn't say it when it's in his hand, because that's called over the over. Or when you put on the talus, you should be about ready to do the atifa, because otherwise it's too removed from the kima mitzvah. It has to be literally the moment before the kibbutz. That's over lasiyoso. So Tosfos says to have the lulav on the table and say the brocha. That's already, you're too removed from it. It's not possible. Therefore, it's not possible. It's not shayach. You have to take all dal minim because we hold the minim of makvin zuazu. You take three of the minim, not the four. So maybe he should already start in the process. He'll take the lulav. He says maybe that's the way you would do it. Inami lachshenot ushneim elu shehifech echod mehem kedaminim so pirkan kishaofcha odin yotz mitzvus elu derech diloson. And he says, even if he took it in the derech that it grows, when he takes it, he has in mind specifically, he doesn't want to be yotze until after the brocha. He doesn't want to be yotze the mitzvah. So even if you hold mitzvah ain't shichas kavona, having the negative kavona, the contrary kavona, that negates its value, and therefore as a result of that, you'll be yotze. This is shita's thesis. This thesis shita. That when you have a contrary kavana, even if you're of the opinion it's the same shichas kavana, the halacha is you're not yotze the mitzvah. This is shitas Rabbi Shmuel the Rashbam also. Okay, the question is how do we reconcile the Gemara in Ervin, which is the Turi Evin, the Shai Kasaris' question? Clearly, there when you have a contrary kavana, you see clearly if you're of the opinion it's a shichas kavana. Ain't shrichas kavona, the halacha is you're not permitted to wear more than one pair of tefillin from Rishus HaYochid, Irabim, into Rishus HaYochid. Okay. Before we go see that, just in terms of the way we explain with the Briska Rav, the difference between kochim and mitzvah, the mitzvah is you have to bring the chatos, you have to bring a chatos. Even if the kohen didn't think chatos, it is a chatos. You have to bring Reuven's korban, even if you didn't think Reuven. Factually, Reuven's the bala korban, and because of the bala korban, it's Reuven's korban. So therefore, even though we didn't think specifically, it's for Reuven. It is Reuven's. It is Shimon's. But tefillin, even you say tefillin, you know the Mishnah says in Megillah, we speak about there's tashmishay mitzvah, tashmishay kedusha. Tzitzis is tashmishay mitzvah, because there's no innate kedusha. Tefillin innately. That's why they need geniza, they need kfura tefillin. So tefillin is what you're asking. So tefillin are innately, you have the parshiyos, it's written lishma, everything, what has to be. But it has nothing to do with it. We're talking about being yetzer the mitzvah. The mitzvah is ukshatav lo sayodecho. The fact is, so even though you're wearing them, but the fact is the mitzvah is to do the mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is to bring the chatos. It's to bring, he brought the chatos.
That's people.
What?
Work.
No, it's good, it's good. How does Shlo Lishmo work? Good. The Gemara says, that's exactly what the Briska Rav speaks about. The Pasuk says, Lo Yichoshev. It says, Lo Yichoshev, it's the Pasuk. That's the same Lav as Pigul. Lo Yichoshev. The Halacha is, the Mishnah says, that if you bring a Korban, Shlo Lishmo, let's say a Shlomim or an Eilo, it's what? It's Koshev Ein Eilo L'Shem Bailim. It's valid. But the one who brought the korban has to bring another korban. It's nechal, the korban's nechal, but it's bring another korban. By chatos and psochim, the Mishnah says, also this is all based on psukim, it passes the korban. Chatos shalol lishma, it's possible. So you have to base a sreif, it's burnt. Okay? Pigul, one second.
That's
shalol lishma. Shalol lishma, you bring it, the chatas you bring as a neilah. You bring, instead of Ruvain, you bring L'shem Dizrikas Dams, L'shem Shimon. That's Shlo L'shmo. But same, that's the love of Pigul. So the Brisker Rav says, the Gzeres HaKosuv of Lo Yechoshiv is that it detracts from the Korban. When you have a negative Kavona, when you have an improper Kavona, Chutz L'zman or Chutz L'mekoymoy, it detracts from the Korban. It's not you didn't do something. It's not you didn't fulfill a mitzvah. It's a detraction. Even though you didn't think specifically L'shem Ruvein, L'shem Shim, L'shem Chatos, because it is, so you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah. It would have been better for you to think Ruvein Chatos. You didn't. But lacking, that is not a detraction, the Chefza of the Korban itself. But Lo Yechoshiv Torah, that we don't want you to have that improper thought. When you have the improper thought, that's a diminishment in the Korban. That detracts from the Korban. So if the Korban is detracted from, so it's not Bishlemus, it's not Bishlemus, the whole Korban becomes Posel. For instance, to give you an example, he says, the Brisker Rav, let's say, according, before the Gemara concludes, comes to the Maskana, Stama Lishma by Kochim, the Gemara held, maybe by Kochim, you have to, let's say, do the Zrika Lishma. You have to do the Zrika Lishma. So let's say he's Mekabel the Dam, and he's Zerik, not Lishma. He sprinkles the blood, Shlo Lishma. Not Lishma. Not Shlo Lishma. He doesn't sprinkle the Lishma. So he'd say, doesn't make a difference. See, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Let's say he takes other blood, he could sprinkle that lishma. As long as it's blood, he still could do lishma. But lo yichoshev the Torah. Once a person has a machsheves pigul, he does this zrika with a machsheves pigul to eat it chutz lizmanoi. You can't say, well, now I'll take other blood and I'll sprinkle it and I'll correct the machsheva. Once the machsheva was a machsheva psula, the korban is diminished, is nifsal, it's invalidated. That's lo yichoshev. So therefore, that can't be corrected. One is you say, you didn't do a mitzvah. So I can do it. So if I have more blood, I'll do the mitzvah. The maskon is no. It's not even that. Since the korban is the korban, which it is, even if you didn't do the mitzvah, you didn't fulfill that mitzvah, bring it, l'shem bailim, or whatever it may be, it's not a problem. Okay?
Well, for negative kavanah, should be the same thing.
What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says Mefurish. If you have the opinion, Mitzvah Sein Shrichas Kavana, there's no way you're permitted to wear more than one pair of tefillin. Right? That the Gemara says explicitly.
Oh, but the other thing has to depend for the
what?
Shaddai has to deal with Pigel.
No. Well, what's wrong with Pigel? Pigel is a part, there's Exerza Kosov by Kochim. There's Exerza Kosov by Kochim, Lo Yechoshev, that if you have an improper thought, it invalidates, it's post on the Korban, finished. The Korban becomes a Korban Psula, finished.
Could it be that when a person is all mobile, that he's trying to just hurry up and save the tefillin, that he's not going to remember to have in mind Shaloi Lotzeis, and so it's not an explicit answer that the mission is going to talk about?
What is it with the Korban? Speaking about the tefillin, a lying disgrace. You say, look, if you can meet, we speak about the Gemara says in Shabbos, there was a person called Elisha Bal Knofayim, because Jews didn't wear tefillin. They didn't wear tefillin at that time because they held you had to have such a gufnoki. But if you hold, you have a gufnoki for that person. So you tell people, you know, you want to bring it in, this is, you wear one. If you want to wear two, this is, you have to be at that level. If you're not at the level, then don't do it. Okay. It's interesting. There's a shaila at a paskin. There's not enough time to go through the run over here. Maybe we'll go through it a little bit. The Ram brings Machlok Sushainim had a paskin. Why? Because the Gemara says later, the Mishnah says, you know, a person was walking by Beis HaKnesses and he heard Tekiah Shofar or Kriyas Megillah, he's Yetze. So the Gemara asks, but you need Das Mashmia? The person who's saying, reading the Megillah or blowing the Shofar has the mind to be Yetze. This person's walking Achori Beis HaKnesses, right? You're saying Kiddush in your house. Somebody walks by your house and hears the Kiddush. The halacha is not Yetze. It's not even the question. Because you didn't have in mind to cover the person who's outside the house. So why by Kriyas Megillah Tekiah Shofar, if he was over Achori Beis HaKnesses, why is it Yetze when he passes by the shul? So Mar says because it's Shlich Tzibur. Because the das of the Shlich Tzibur is to be Motzi, whoever wants to be Yetze. That's the halacha. But if we're talking about a yochid versus a yochid, you have to have das mashmiya, and you have to have das shomea. the person who's bimotzi has to have mind to be want to be motzi you, and the one who wants to be yotze has to have mind that he wants to be yotze. Otherwise, you're not yotze. That's the halacha. Okay? So the Gemara tells over a story. Omalei Rab Zera l'shameg ichavi utkali. Rab Zera said to Ushamas, have kavanah to be blow the shofar for me. Almo ksova mashmiya boi kavanah. So he says, so you see from here that the mashmiya has to have in mind. He's because he said, Rab Zera said to Ushamas, when you blow shofar, ichavidli, have me in mind. So there's a machlok who's shown him over here. Most learn that Rab Zera is of the opinion mitzvah shrichas kavono. Because if you hold mitzvah ain't shrichas kavono, even if you don't have a mind to be mitzi the other person, that it's a chetzishal mitzvah and you have a mind that you want to be associated with, that's good enough, even though you don't have das mashmiya. The Ran says, but maybe you don't have to learn this way. It could be mechalik. It's two separate halachas. Mitzvah shrichas kavono, mitzvah ain't shrichas kavono is, does the mitzvah have any value if it's not infused with the kavono? You don't infuse it with the kavona, does it have value or doesn't have value? That's the machlokes mitzvah saying shrichas kavona, mitzvah shrichas kavona. But the halacha is, even if you have the opinion mitzvah saying shrichas kavona, but if the mitzvah that's being done has no relevance to the other person, unless there's some degree of attachment between the one who's doing the mitzvah and the third party who wants to be associated with it, even if your mitzvah saying shrichas kavona, the halacha is the third party will not be yetzi. That's what the Ran says. But other Rishonim say no, there's no difference. Whether you have in mind, whether you don't have in mind, the halacha is, it's all, if you have mitzvah saying shrichas kavona, you would not need das mashmiya. So that's the machlokes Rishonim over here, okay? So if you learn like those Rishonim, everything goes hand in hand. You have mitzvah shrichas kavona, you need das mashmiya. You have mitzvah saying shrichas kavona, you don't need das mashmiya. So there's a machlokes, do you paskin like Reb Zera, do you paskin like Rava? Rava said, toka l'shir yotza, kofu parsoyim, kofu lechol matza yotza. That, and the Gemara Rava said, drew from that mitzvah is ain't shrichas kavona, and therefore toka l'shir is yotza. Reb Zera, the way the Shem says no, so we pass like Reb Zera, not like Rava. Whether we say no, one thing is not doing that, we can pass in mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavona. There's a separate halacha to be mitzvah a third party. You have to have das mashmiya. That is the connector that connects the one who's doing the mitzvah to the person who wants to be yotze. Okay, there's a Rambam. The Rama Paskins, Hamisasek b'tkiya shefer l'slami lo yotzo yidei chovosoi. One is just practicing. V'chana shomer misasek lo yotzo. Person's misasek. I mean, the Gemara says he's not even mechaving to blow the correct sounds. He blows it and it just happens to come out. That's misasek. So the halacha is the misasek is not yotzeik. What about the one who's hears it from the sasik? He has in mind to be yotze with that the perfect notes that came out of the shofar. Lo yotze. Then he says, "Niskavi shomei lotzis dechovoso, niskavi no tokea." Speaking about a case, not a misasik. Person has his machavin to be yotze the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, but he doesn't have in mind to be yotze the shomea. Okay, niskavi shomei lotzis dechovoso, niskavi no tokea, but the tokea lotzioi. But the tokea didn't have a mind to cover the shomea. Oshin iskaveni or tokea lotzio, the one who blew shofar shlich tzibur. He had a mind to be motzi the people. V'lo niskaveni shomea lotzis. He had a mind. He didn't have a mind to be yotze. Lo yotzi dechovoso. The halach is not yotze. Achi iskaveni shomea umashmiya. They both have to be yotze. So over here, the Magen Mishnah asks a stira in the Rambam. It's the Rambam paskins. He says, Veda shel divrei om mitzvah shrichas kavono misasi koroi kozmachin misasi lukot kio shel mitzvah ul divrei om ain't shrichas kavono misasi koroi kshen miskavel litko at kio ruyo. Yeah. He bring omalei Reb Zera l'shamei ichavin liv hikshu b'nidan hoyover abis haknesis. He brings the Gemara's Teretz. Okay. Vanitamo b'divrei Rabbeinu says he has his tzorachim. The Rambam's paskin according to Magnish's understanding mitzvahs ain't sriches kavona. Vanitamo b'divrei Rabbeinu shu poisik perik shishi milchos chametz u'matzo shemocho matzo b'lo kavona kol shansu goyim shiyotzi dechovoso. So we're steering the Rambam. Here the Rambam's paskin mitzvahs sriches kavona. And that's the reason why he need das shomea and das mashmi is not enough. And over there, the Rambam paskins kafu onzu goyim shiotz dechovoso v'zen near b'gemara shu das mishom mitzvahs ain't sriches kavona shikach shaninu shom shochel avud ishmo kafu achol matzo yotzo v'kim do lokon shi kafu parsoyim v'omer rabzo semestke l'shi yotzo v'omer almok sova rabo mitzvahs ain't sriches kavona. Vim kein hech posa kan rabinu mitzvahs ain't sriches kavona. It's the Magen Mishnah's question. We find either you hold one or you. What? Wait. Vitzuch kan kavona shamea kavona mashia v'lo motzos b'teretz knows. He says ledati. Whatever he heard to reconcile the Rambams, he hasn't found anything was to his liking. The Magen Mishnah. Uledati, he says imduscha svora v'emes. He says if we say that the text in the Rambam is correct. So it's an open steer. It's a contradiction in the Rambam. Rak shenoyim shrabenu sover. Dohod de kafu v'ochol matzah enu tluya bidin ha-shoifer. V'ulay shusover kem shen odom osem matzah bidkiyas shoifer el ha-shmiyo. V'afil ha-tokei ikro ha-shmiyo. He's saying like this. The person who's been yoyte, when the person eats the matzah, he's not saying because of that. He's engaging in the pulas ha-mitzvah. He's doing the action. He's doing the action of the mitzvah. He's eating the matzah. He says, even the tokeah, the one who blows the shofar, the mitzvah is lishmo kol shofar. So the action is not the chefzah shel mitzvah. Matzah, the mitzvah is the achilo. So even if you don't have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah with the achilo, factually, because you are eating, you're engaging directly connected to the pulas ha-mitzvah. But if something which only facilitates the mitzvah, which is the shmia, you're blowing, but what you're yotz is not the blowing. It's the sound that comes out from the blowing. So therefore, as a result of that, to give that value, that shmia has to be infused with the kavona. It's not. L'fich utzar kavona, mash'enge machilas matzo, kek, v'rabo hu shehishva dinam. Rabbi says, so from here we see, if you say, kofo lechon matzo is yotzo, so if that's the case, toko l'shir is yotzo. Rovo or Rabba is the one who makes the analogy between the two of them. He extends it from there. But the Rambam holds, maybe not. Maybe it could be Mechalik. Matzah is because when you're doing the Chetzah of Mitzvah, even if you don't have Kavod, it's sufficient. But where the Mitzvah is something abstract or unrelated, the person's not engaged in the Mitzvah itself, something else. Ulefichok dikdu v'omro alma ksova Rabba mitzvah ain't sriches kavona. Okay? So a new chiluk. He's making a new chiluk. Okay? The way you're making this differentiation here is even the tokea, why does he need kavono? Because the mitzvah is not the tekiya, it's the shmir that comes out of the tekiya. But where the mitzvah is the actual achila itself, you're engaging in the pool itself, mitzvah ain't sriches kavono. Mitzvah ain't sriches kavono. That's the Magen Mishnah. According to this, we don't have to say, in terms of what the Brisker Rav said, we'll be mechalek, the way we said, why is there a machlokis over there? Because we had said that kochim, when you magdish something, inherently it is what you magdish it to be. You magdish it to be a chatos, shlomim, whatever it may be. Whoever the bailim is, that's inherent in the ownership. So even if the kohen is not mechaving, it is a chatos, it is Reuven's korban. That's what we said. But by mitzvah, the mitzvah only assumes the status of mitzvah only if it's infused with value. What's the value? Kochim, its value is kochim. If you have a mind to do it, l'shem mitzvah. If you don't have a mind to do l'shem mitzvah, it has no value. But the way we're mechalik now, we're saying like this. Everything kochim, whatever the kohen does, there it's in the chefzah shel mitzvah. It's no different than achilos matzah. Eat the matzah. He's not saying because like Rashi is because misasik. See, you could have said differently than the Magen Mishnah is saying, which the Rambam wants to say pshat in the Rambam. The Gemara said Rava says, Hatokeh l'shit yotzah. So you see clearly, some verses, haydu hach, some verses, no. If I don't have the halach of kafu lechu matzah yotzah, because that's what Rashi learns, that's misasik. It's like, oh, that's like chelav arayus. That since it's nene, therefore, even though there's no intent whatsoever, you never intended for the pula for the action, chayv chatos. So that's matzah. Matzah is nene. And because matzah is nene, that's the reason why yotzah. But shofar, it's not halacha nene, like achilo, the hanov of achilo or the maisa's nus. So if that's the case, it's different. But that's not the chiluk the Magnishan is saying. The Magnishan is saying whether you're engaged or you're not engaged. That's how he's making the differentiation. So according to the Magnishan, let's say tefillin. Person would put on tefillin, tefillin would be like matzah. Because there he's doing the, what is the pulas ha-mitzvah? It's putting on the tefillin. So according to Rambam, the Rambam would paskin, mitzvah ain't shrix kavanah by tefillin. It's only something which is for the shomea, or even for the tokea, where the mitzvah is not the tekiah, it's the shmi of the tekiah, that's where you need kavanah. But if you're actually engaging in the mitzvah itself, the cheftza of mitzvah, that is the mitzvah, dal or like by dalet minim, we don't say mitzvah ain't shrix kavanah, because there the actual mitzvah is taking the dalet minim. That's the difference. The Reb Shlomo, I mean, he says, again, maybe if breakfast would have been shorter, we'd have had time to speak about the whole Reb Shlomo Hyman, but just in very simple, I know Birchas Hamozen, Mitzvah Kavona, I heard the Zimun from upstairs. Okay, Reb Shlomo Hyman says, Kivein Shlo Yetz, Shlo Eino Rotze Lotzeis, the Loshen of Tesis and Sukkah. Taisus says, Taisus says, "Vafilu noka look there he lost an efshe she's kavin shlo yotzis bo aracha brocha." He's machavin. He doesn't want to be yotzei. Here he's saying two different things. There's a machloikis mitzvah shrichas kav mitzvah ein shrichas kavana, which is the Gemara in Ervin. Regarding Baal Tesef, where they go one pair of tefillin, two pairs of tefillin, if your mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, it's a chetz shom mitzvah, even if you're not machaving. Even if the object is not infused with intent, it's an object of mitzvah. If it's considered an object of mitzvah, you can be in violation of Baal Tesef if you should wear two pairs of tefillin. That's the mandiyam mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana. What Tesef means to say, what's the halacha? You do an action, and you don't want the mitzvah. You don't want to accept that you the kima mitzvah. You can't force a person to mekayem the mitzvah. He doesn't want to be mekayem the mitzvah. What's the halacha? The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, personal yatzadik kol yomov, and the last moment he says, I'm mischaret that I ever did any mitzvah all my life. You know what the halacha is? The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, a maskirin. They don't mention any of this, his dvar mitzvah, from his whole life. His whole record is wiped clean. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't force anything upon anyone. So what the Tesis says on Lamed Tes, Eino Rotze Lotzeis, I don't want to be Yotze the mitzvah. He's not saying it's not a Chepzer Shul mitzvah. A Chepzer Shul mitzvah is fact. That's fact. Mitzvah Sein Shul Chizkavona is you do an action, it's a Chepzer Shul mitzvah. You don't need the intent to validate it, to give it a status of mitzvah. Mitzvah shrichas kavana means no. A mitzvah without kavana is just, it's a leather box. It has no relevance to mitzvah, regardless of its inherent kedusha. It's not a chetzah shel mitzvah. Doesn't identify as that. But in terms to want to be yotzei, ain't a rotzeh lotzeis. Rotzeh lotzeis is different halacha. So therefore, ovi lasi yosin, was I yotzei the mitzvah, was I not yotzei the mitzvah? I wasn't yotzei the mitzvah yet. Why not? I don't want to be yotzei. Ain't a rotzeh lotzeis. So because ain't a rotzeh lotzeis, if so, you're not yotzei. So if that's the case, even though I took it derech yidloson, I took the lulav in the way it grows, I wasn't yotzei the mitzvah. So if I wasn't yotzei the mitzvah, I'm still able to say the brocha and meet the issue of what? Of doing something over lasayosim. That's how Reb Shlomo Hyman explains Tesis, and that's the way he answers the what, the Shai Kasari's question on Rabbeinu Shmuel on Tesis. Okay? Leave it at that. It's interesting. We're holding now Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Aleph Elul. It's brought the famous Pirkei de Reb Lezer that Moshe was Olah L'Moraim 40 days before Yom Kippur to receive the Luchos Achronos, and every day that he was in Shemayim, they would blow the shofar, because originally they had made a mistake in terms of calculating the 40 days. And he came down with Luchos Achronos on Yom Kippur. That's the reason why it was Nikva, it was established forever, that it's Yom HaKippurim, that Yom Kippur is the day of Kippur. It's Yom Slicha V'Kapora. So this is it. So Elul is what the Rosh, is what the Rosh Teva is an acronym, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Ani L'Doidi, that if you're to your dote, to your beloved, and you do tshuva, and you make corrections, then Doidi Li, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond, and will embrace that tshuva, will embrace that correction. That's Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Also, Mishabura brings the Seif Tevis, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li is Arboim. Four times Yud is Arboim. So these are the days of Anidl Doidi V'Doidi Li, are days of what? Are days of Rachmi. These 40 days. It's interesting. We had read yesterday in the Parsha, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Adokechem, your children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lois is go to do. V'lo sosimu korcha b'ineinechem l'mes. You're not permitted to lacerate yourself, or to pull your hair out, to create bald spots on your head, lames, to express your grief when somebody dies. It's nisdoraisa. This whole discussion, sugi in the end of Makis, how many lavim is won over? For each srita, what a person makes one srita for 1,000 mesim, although he did pula achas, he's like 1,000 times. Mar brings lo yisudu sorotes. More, it's based on limudim, okay? So here Rashi says, what's the whole idea? Bonam atem l'Hashem elokechem l'zuz godu. Lo sidnu gdido aveser bivsarchem al mes kidech shemoroyim oisin. Lefish atem bonim shal mokem v'atem ruyim lios noyim v'lo gdudim umukurochim. That since you are Kadosh Baruch Hu's children, you have to present yourself in a presence, in a pleasant state, in an attractive state. You shouldn't be lacerated, mutilated, and just with your hair torn out and having various bald spots on your head. It's something which is unacceptable. It's something which is detestable. Okay? Then the pasuk continues, Ki am kodesh ato l'Hashem elokecho, u'b'cho bochra Hashem lios l'olam segula, yiram kom kodesh ta'kodesh baruch hu, and you were chosen to be his Am Segula, to be his special people. Mikola Amish al Pnei Adoma. Rashi doesn't explain the second pasuk. Bodim, he explains. What's this seems to be superfluous? Ki Am Kodesh Ato Hashem Lokecho. And you're the Am Kodesh Hashem. You just said Bonim. If you Bonim at Lamokim, it's enough. What's Ki Am Kodesh Ato Hashem Lokecho? So over here, the Sifarno explains two separate things. There's Bonim and there's Am Kodesh. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, los is go to do. Shein roi l'haros tachlos adago v'atzar korov ames, k'shein nisha korov nichbod b'menu b'malo b'tikvas atoiv. Person, chas v'shom, loses a relative. But he has other relatives who are closer and more capable than the one who died. It's as painful as it, tragic as may be, all hope is not lost, because you have a closer relative. If you bonim l'Hashem Elokeichem and you value that relationship, why are you grieving to the point that you're self-destroying yourself? It's self-destruction, self-mutilation. So therefore, if a person would understand bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem yesh korov yesim imenu, you have a closer relative than the one who passed away, and that relative is tikvoso toiv, all the hope and all the value and the relevance of that relative relationship is only good, one doesn't self-destruct. That's bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Okay, lefichoch atem bonim ashibu avichem kayim lo'ad ein roi shetirenu v'disablu b'tachlis ashumes. Therefore, a person shouldn't grieve to this extreme level. That's the first pasuk. What's the second pasuk? Ki am kodesh ator mizum l'chayil ma'bo asher kuras ruach mem yofim go chayil ma'bo kol chayil mo'zeh. The person, even the person who passed away, it's not over. If Kairas Ruach of Eilam Haba is more than Kol Chaylam of Azeh, what are you grieving? But it's Kik Am Kodesh Atem. Atom is, because you're Am Kodesh, therefore Atom is Zuman L'Chaylam Haba. So it's two issues. First, it's Bonim. So the one who died, regardless of what his situation will be, there's no reason to grieve to this degree. Secondly, even the one who died, who passed away, Kam Kodesh Atem, L'Hashem Elokeichem, meaning, you're mezumen l'chaylam habo, because you're kodesh, you have relevance to ilam habo. So the goy, who's not kodesh, he's not mezumen l'chaylam habo. But the Jew is, therefore, for these two reasons, that's the reason that you shouldn't lacerate yourself and you shouldn't pull the hair out of yet. That's the way he's learning. It's interesting. We find that at Sinai, Klal Yisrael assumed the status of goy kodesh. We became Goy Kodosh. How did we become Goy Kodosh? What was Sinai? We find that when the Shekhinah descended on Sinai, the har, the mountain, became Kodosh. When it ascended, it was an ordinary rock, ordinary mountain. So what determines Kedusha and not Kedusha? Anything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is associated with is Kodosh. What Hashem is detached from, it has no relevance to Kedusha. When the Shekhinah yordal al har, al tigubo, you're not permitted to approach the mountain. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is associated and attached to the mountain. When he ascends, the mountain becomes an ordinary mountain. At Kabbalah Satorah, when we agreed to take the Torah, we became Goy Kodosh. Why became Goy Kodosh? Because now Kodosh Baruch has a relationship with us. Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Amim. When Kodosh Baruch chose us to be his people, so now we have that relationship. So what's the source of the Kedusha of the Jew over the Goy? Why do we have Shaychus and relevance to Kedusha? Because Kodosh Baruch took us to be his Am. That's Goy Kodosh. We became Goy Kodosh when he took us. As the Har was Kodosh, because anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved with, the intimacy between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that created, establishes as Goy Kodesh. That's the understanding. Okay? Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Habo. Why is it Me'ein Olam Habo, Shabbos? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has relevance to Shabbos of all the days of the week, which he doesn't have relevance to any of the other days of the week. There's a Yalkut. The Yalkut tells us that we find that the Mishkan itself was a microcosm of Bria. Whatever happened in Bria is merumis and alluded to in the Mishkan. And the Mit and the Yalkut goes to explain. For instance, with the pasuk says, "Noite Shomayim Kayiriyo," HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread Shomayim Kayiriyo. We find in Mishkan there were Yiriyos. We find that Kodesh Baruch says, Yikovu Amoyim, the water should gather. We find there was water in the Kiyor. The water in the Kiyor is a representation of Yikovu Amoyim. What's the whole Inyan of Hadlokas Menorah? What's the Inyan of lighting the Menorah? What does that represent? What does that allude to in Bria? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created existence on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered into creation v'nasa kula or. Shabbat means after the Bria was created, which was after the sixth day, bo Shabbos bo menucha. The world became complete when HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered into existence. When did he enter into existence? On Shabbos. Kishe nichnas lebria nasa kula or. So the hadlokas menoira in the Mishkan, that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu entering into Shabbos, into existence on the seventh day. So why is Shabbos Kodesh? Why is it Kedusha? Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Gemara tells us. In Be'o, Shabbos is Kaviv HaKaimi. It's set in place. Yom Tovim, it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. You need Kiddush Bezdin. You need the Sanhedrin. Shabbos is Kavu V'Kaimi. It's set in place from the very beginning of existence. Shabbos is what? In place is Kodesh. And there's nothing which is the equivalent of that Kedusha. Why? Because every seventh day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu re-enters into existence. And that's the reason why Shabbos is Me'il Lamabo. That's the whole idea. We say every Shabbos, we say, and also Yom Tif, which we don't say during the week, we say Kachen Mitzisecho, Bakosha, Seichel Kin Besorasecho. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sanctify us with his mitzvahs, to give us a chelik in Torah. So the difficulty is, why are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sanctify us with mitzvahs? The nusach, the text of the bracha is, well, before you do a birchas mitzvahs, we say, Asher kidishan mitzvahs v'tzivonu, laniach tefillin, alechilas matzah, whatever it is. So the mitzvah itself is mekadosh us. Asher kidishan mitzvahs v'tzivonu, whatever the mitzvah is, lesati petzitzis. The mitzvah is mekadosh. If the mitzvah is mekadosh, why are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kachen mitzvisecho? Whenever we do the mitzvah is mekadosh us, which is the nusach, which is the text of the bracha. Asher kidshon mitzvah v'tzivonu. So how do we understand it? And again, as the Sefarno explained, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekadosh us, and with the Am Segula, that's the reason why we have relevance to Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba? It's having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Goy has no relevance to that, as I said. It's again, this goes back to the Goy Kodosh. You could only, the mitzvah could only be Mekadosh you if you have relevance to that Kedusha. You have no relevance to the Kedusha, it's not Mekadosh. It's not Mekadosh the person. So what are we asking? Kachin Mitzvisecho. So what I said was, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, he speaks about a person's state of affairs before tshuva and after tshuva. The Rambam says. The Rambam says before a person does tshuva, he's sonui, mishukotz, umetuav. Those are the words of Rambam. He's despised, he's detestable, and he's abominable. Before a person does tshuva, after he does tshuva, what happens? He becomes ov, Nechmod v'yoker. You become beloved, you become Nechmod, pleasant, and you become precious. This is the contrast before tshuva and after tshuva. But the Rambam says, when the person is sonui, mishuka tzumetuav, kesheosa mitzvah, zorkim lo befonov. When you do the mitzvah, HaKadosh takes the mitzvah, he throws it right back at the person. That's what he does with the mitzvah. After he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu embraces the mitzvah. So what's the understanding? Why is the mitzvah mekadosh the person? The mitzvah is mekadosh the person, Asher kidshon mitzvah tzivonu, is because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu embraces the mitzvah, that is the link for us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we said, what creates Kedusha? What creates Kedusha is Hashem's relevance to that particular person, to the action, or to the location. That is the basis for Kedusha. Whether it's Har Sinai, whether it's the Goy Kodosh, whatever it may be, that is the basis for Kedusha. Asher kidushonu b'mitzvah b'tzivonu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the mitzvah, as a result of that, now we're connected to him, because now we have relevance to him. But if it's Zorik Lefonov, if he takes the mitzvah, he throws it back of us, he says, I want nothing to do with you. So if that's the case, there's no consequence of Kedusha. Because the consequence of Kedusha is only as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having relevance to us. So therefore, we're mispalel on Shabbos and Yom Tif, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kachen Mitzvisecho. What does that mean? La Alocha, the minig Ashkenaz is that if a person's in Ovil, he doesn't daven for the Yomid on Shabbos and Yom Tif. That's the Alocha. Why is that? Because Shabbos and Yom Tif is Midas Rachmim. Shabbos is Midas Rachmim, and Yom Tif is Midas Rachmim. On Ovel, during his time of Avelus, it's Din Mosecholov. The Midas Adin is upon him. So to have a Shliach Tzibur, which the Midas Adin is Mosecholov in the time of Rachmim, it's not in the best interest of the Tzibur. As a result of that, Minig Ashkenaz is a Shach. As a result of that, Minig Ashkenaz is, an Ovel does not daven for the Omud. Not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tif. So what is the meaning? So we see Shabbos, and so we ask, although we're not where we should be, we haven't, even if we've done tshuva, even if we're choytek, We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite that, Kachin Mitzvisecho. It's a Zman of Rachmin. Shabbos is a Zman of Rachmin. Yom Tov is a Zman of Rachmin. Kachin Mitzvisecho. Kachin Mitzvisecho. That despite the fact that mitzvah may be deficient, we're deficient, but the fact is, despite that, accept the mitzvah. Not as Rambam says, that it was Zorik Bifonov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want no relevance to the Maisa Mitzvah. Therefore, Shabbos Yom, we say Kachin Mitzvisecho. But what's the consequence of Kachin Mitzvisecho? The Chofetz Chaim writes in a number of locations that at Sinai, every neshama was at Sinai, every yid received his chelek of Torah. Whatever each of us have, our potential, that was given to us at Sinai. That each person has his chelek. When we live our life, the ultimate is to touch that potential, whatever that chelek was at Sinai. So therefore we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying chelkeinu b'sor ha'sechel, to give us our chelek that was predestined to us at Sinai, give us that chelek. But what is the order? What is the Seder HaTvorim? But when do you have relevance to that chelek of Torah? Torah itself is what? This is the kli chemda shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the ultimate chetz of Kedusha. Kachinu b'sechel. If you mekadosh with the mitzvah, so then you become a receptacle of Kedusha. As we say, a Talmud Chocham, what's a Talmud Chocham? It's Tochel Kebaro. The Talmud Chocham represents the Oroin. But what happens if the Talmud Chocham, Chas V'Shom is Yotzlo of Shemira, he's Meshukat Smetuav, that person has no relevance to Torah. He has no relevance. So we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kachenu Tzisecho. Let the mitzvahs we do, let it sanctify us. Let it consecrate us. Once we have that consecrated status, although innately we're goy kodesh, but more on a reality level, to actualize that kedusha, to be a reality of kedusha, as a result of that, say chelkeinu b'sor ha'sechel, then we'll be zoiche to the Torah, to al-chelek, because then the Torah will not be disgraced, because it's in a location which is a proper location. So again, the whole idea of anila deidi v'deidi lik, if we're to the deid, we make corrections, we do tshuva, but it's these 40 days of Yimei Rachmin. Yimei Rachmin means that although we ourselves are not roy, we're not ruyim. It's like the kachin b'sesecho. Factually, we're bonim atem l'shem elokechem. Factually, we're am kodesh. That doesn't change. Yisrael chas v'shem api shechoti Yisraelu. That doesn't change. That is a reality. A yid is a yid regardless to what level he falls chas v'shem. The goy kodesh is what that's innate in the yid. But we want it should be more than just innate. It should be in the reality. We should be glowing and radiating with that. So therefore, Yimei Rachmim, Ani L'doidi, V'doidi Li. If you're L'doidi, if you go and take the initiative and you want to have relevance to Doidi, because of the Yimei Rachmim, then it will be Doidi, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond and he will receive and accept and embrace what we do. But what's the consequence of that? The consequence of that is we become good. We become Kodesh. This is the Asher K'dushan Tzavit Tzivonu. The mitzvah innately has the ability to do that. What's lacking? We're lacking. Because we're deficient. So therefore, being a Zman of Rachmin, being Yimei Rachmin, the 40 days, Arboim Yoim, which is Anila, this room is an Elul, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, we should be Zoiche, that during the Yimei Rachmin, to try to do better, to make the correction, acknowledge what our responsibility is, what our innate value is, and the result of that, the result will be V'Doidi Li.